Turn with me this morning again back to Numbers 18th chapter. We had mentioned last Sunday that there had been a problem with who was going to be the priest. We have the same problem today, by the way. Who's going to be the minister? Most people today are not called by God. And all you got to do is just look at their ministry. Matter of fact, the charge to Aaron and his people was to keep iniquity out of the service of the Lord. Keep the charge. This is your charge. Keep the house. Keep it clean. Now, he didn't mean to sweep it out either. He meant keep the iniquity out of it. So he set Aaron as the priest in the tribe of Levi, of which he was from, as minister unto him, and they were all to keep the charge and keep the house in its holiness. In truth, we say today, in truth and in spirit. Keep it clean. And yet, I look around us today, and there's so many people that would take the ministry up on themselves, not realizing that they're going to suffer the consequences of taking things upon themselves that they're not appointed unto, are not anointed unto. And the anointing today isn't what laying on the hands of the presbytery or something like that, or all the brothers getting together and saying, well, this fellow, we'll make him preacher. See him up, that's what most of it is now. Or build him up and puff him up. And the ministry wasn't ever supposed to puff anybody up. Matter of fact, it was supposed to humble them. And if a man doesn't teach in humbleness of heart, then he's not teaching at all. They don't understand, these people today that would take those things of God upon themselves without appointment by God, that they will suffer the consequences of having done that of their own selves. Now, most of this happens today because it's kind of, they think of it kind of like an occupation. Well, we take up the ministry. I marvel at these so-called pastors that are pastoring a good-sized church, but just happened down at Antioch, close to me, you know. That everybody wants to have an Antioch, as a dozen of them in our area. But preacher up and quit. Left. Had a greater calling. Yeah. It's a bigger house and more money over yonder. So I got to get them another one. But anyway, that's how foolish this thing is. That fella wasn't hurting it, Daniel. But they won't take upon themselves more than the Lord appointed. Matter of fact, the teaching is to be humble, and whatever the Lord gives, that receive it with thanksgiving, having food and raiment therewith be content, in other words. And I find no contentment about it. Matter of fact, there's no peace at all in it. They're always doing battle. No liberty, no liberty. And it's going to multiply to greater things as their condemnation, a greater condemnation. And it is so even to the people that the Lord has called, if they don't keep the charge, then the condemnation is much greater on them than it is the congregation. It is serious business. I've said many times, call a solemn assembly. It's a life and death situation. They don't understand that if they come too close to the Holy of Holies, it is death. Outside of the life that's in Jesus Christ, it's death. That's what they were challenged here. The Levites weren't to come too close to that. You better stay back. It'll kill you. And they definitely understood that. Lord, will it kill us all? But it is a serious thing. One of my grandsons asked me what I thought about some woman down here somewhere. Some kind of foolishness, supposed to be a minister. I wrote him back and told him, man, it's more serious than that. It's life and death stuff here. It isn't any foolishness about it at all. I've set before you both blessings and curses. We have here in the 17th chapter then the choosing of the one that was to minister or be the high priest. And it was forevermore to settle the issue that it would be called, he would be anointed of God. That's a whole other story. The rod that budded, Aaron's rod. Go back and get the rods. Well, one of them's budded. Not only that, it was a tender branch taken off, but it has budded and it has put on fruit. That's a whole other story. But it was to settle this idea of who is going to minister of the things of the Lord. It was work in all of it. And it would be done exactly the way the Lord wanted it done. Levites, they would slay the animals and catch the blood and bring it and put it. And they'd move the tent and pitch it. And all those things. And none of them was any more important than the other. The important part of all of it was the calling. So it must be done in that order. In the 9th verse, I guess we'll go there. This shall be thine of the most holy things in reserve from the fire, every oblation of theirs, every meat offering of theirs, and every sin offering of theirs, and every trespass offering of theirs, which they shall render unto me, shall be most holy for thee and for thy sons. Well, the provision has been made also for those that are going to minister. It wasn't like it was going to work for it. It was going to be given unto them. In the most holy place shalt thou eat it. Every male shall eat it. It shall be holy unto thee. And this is thine, the heave offering of their gift with all wave offerings of the children of Israel. I have given them unto thee and to thy sons and to thy daughters with thee by statute forever. I'm gonna take care of it. of you. Seek ye first the kingdom of God, and all these other things be added unto you. That's what he said. Everyone that is clean in thy house shall eat of it. Well, there's also here restrictions set upon it, isn't it? We've got to be clean. I don't know what happened if it wasn't. And all the best of the oil, and all the best of the wine, and the wheat, the first fruits of them which they shall offer unto the Lord, them have I given thee. This is your inheritance. And whatsoever is first ripe in the land which they shall bring unto the Lord shall be thine. Everyone that is clean in thine house shall eat of it. Stipulation set once again. All this stuff is yours. Gonna bring all of the fruit, the first of the fruits, and it's gonna be yours. You're not gonna have any inheritance in the land, you understand. None of that's gonna be yours. But all these other things are. Everything devoted in Israel shall be thine. Everything that openeth the matric in all flesh, which they bring unto the Lord, whether it be of men or beasts, shall be thine. Nevertheless, the firstborn of man shalt thou surely redeem. And the firstlings of unclean beasts shall thou redeem. And those that are to be redeemed from a month old shalt thou redeem. According to thine estimation for the money of 5 shekels is set forth. How much? After the shekel of the sanctuary, which in is 20 drachms. For the firstlings of a cow, or the firstling of a sheep, or the firstling of a goat, and shall not redeem their holy, and shall sprinkle their blood upon the altar, and shall burn their fat for an offering made by fire for a sweet savor unto the Lord. Well, you got to offer an offering of the altar. And the flesh of them shall be thine as a wave beast breast, and as the right shoulder are thine all heave offerings of the holy things which the children of Israel offer unto the Lord have I given thee, and thy sons and thy daughters with thee by statute forever. Gonna tell them one more time, this is forever to be. It is a covenant of salt forever before the Lord unto thee and to thy seed with thee. It's going to be preserved. It's yours. And the Lord spake unto Aaron, thou shalt have no inheritance. And then he even put this in their land. Neither shalt thou have any part among them. I am thy part. This is important here now. This is going to be their inheritance. It's much greater than land. The division of the land wasn't nothing. But all this stuff that they're going to have. I am thy part and thine inheritance among the children of Israel. And behold, I have given the children of Levi all the tenth of Israel for an inheritance, for their service, which they serve, even the service of the tabernacle of the congregation. Neither must the children of Israel henceforth come nigh the tabernacle of the congregation, lest they bear sin and die. But the Levites shall do the service of the tabernacle of the congregation. They shall bear their iniquity. It shall be a statute forever throughout your generations that among the children of Israel they have no inheritance. But the tithes of the children of Israel, which they offer as a heave offering unto the Lord, I have given to Levites to inherit. Therefore I have said unto them among the children of Israel, they shall have no inheritance. But what's their inheritance? Best one. It wasn't all these things. It wasn't those first fruits. It wasn't the heave offering that they were going to eat. This was going to support them all right, physically. But the main thing, their main need, was the Lord himself. And that is their true blessing. They had received it. Now there'd be those, even today, that would brag and say, well, I got it. That's what they teach today. That's what all this teaching is about. Well, all you got to do is decide to believe. Well, I done it. Let's have a testimony. Well, I am so glad that I decided. And that's the way that goes. So they take it upon themselves to do these things that they were not appointed unto, and they don't have any idea that it all comes by inheritance. It is a gift of God. We are born into the family. And what are we if we're born into the family? In our day, we are priests. And we're given the same charge. Keep the charge of the house. Don't let any iniquity come into it. What is the charge of the house? It's the word. Keep it. Can't let it get away. First Corinthians 4. Plenty for me, but it won't hurt us to read it again. In verse 5, therefore, judge nothing before the time until the Lord come, who both will bring to light the hidden things of darkness and will make manifest the counsels of the heart. And then shall every man have praise of God. And these things, brethren, I have in a figure transferred to myself and to Apollos for your sakes, that ye might learn in us not to think of men above that which is written, that no one of you be puffed up or one against another. For who maketh thee to differ? Now what I see about me today is that most of it is people being puffed up. Their teachers having itching ears. Wanting a little pat on the back. Oh, you so wonderful. I'm so glad you decided. And on. But we ought not think of men one above the other. Not even in our ministries or anything else. It's all of God. Anything else is not right. If you're a slave, think nothing of it. If you're a slave owner, don't think nothing of it. Because it's all of the Lord. If you be of the Lord. For who maketh thee to differ from another? And what hast thou that thou didst not receive? Now if thou didst receive it, why dost thou glory? As if thou hadst not received it. Well, you can judge pretty quick what the glory in and where it come from. because their teaching is of that fashion. Now, the psalmist saw things a whole lot different in the 73rd Psalm. Verse 23, nevertheless, I'm continually with thee. Thou hast holden me by my right hand. Thou shalt guide me with thy counsel. This is a whole different version here, see. Right. And afterward, receive me to glory. Whom have I in heaven but thee? And there is none upon earth that I desire beside thee. My flesh and my heart faileth, but God is the strength of my heart and my portion forever. For lo, they that are far from thee shall perish. Thou hast destroyed all them that go a whoring from thee. But it is good for me to draw near to God. I have put my trust in the Lord God that I may declare all thy works. That's the ministry. But in the 16th Psalm, we see a true picture. Verse 1, he said, preserve me, O God, for in thee do I put my trust. O my soul, thou hast said unto the Lord, thou art my Lord, my goodness extended not to thee, but to the saints that are in the earth, and to the excellence in whom is all my delight. The sorrows shall be multiplied that hasten after another God. Their drink offerings of blood will I not offer, nor take up their names into my lips. The Lord is a portion of mine inheritance, and of my cup thou maintainest my lot. And then he said, the lines are fallen unto me in pleasant places. Yea, I have a goodly inheritance. I bless the Lord who hath given me counsel. My reins also instruct me in the night seasons. I have set the Lord always before me, because he is at my right hand. I shall not be moved. Why? Because the Lord's there. Therefore my heart is glad, and my glory rejoiceth. My flesh also shall rest in hope. For thou wilt not leave my soul in hell, neither wilt thou suffer thy Holy One to see corruption. He'll keep charge, not by his own power, but by the power of God. Thou wilt show me the path of life. In thy presence is fullness of joy. At thy right hand there are pleasures forevermore. And this is our portion, the Lord. That's a sure inheritance. That's the promise. It's sealed by the Holy Ghost and given unto those that are his. And they all have a certain ministry. I don't care what portion you got. And there's no big and little in the Lord's world. It is all one elevation. None of us are anything outside of the Lord. Who maketh thee to do?
Most Baptist churches, though, they take the most important ones in the church and they bestow upon them the honor of being the deacon.
Yeah.
Recognizing and it is. This is another one of those things that vex the righteous souls of God's true people. But our consolation is that every hidden thing shall be brought to light. So we do not envy them to say these things as warnings to ourselves. Nobody else is hearing it anyway. So we warn ourselves not to think of ourselves more highly than we ought to think. But think as God has given us grace. And it's true. If you read the 12th chapter of 1 Corinthians, you'll find out that the uncomely parts have the more comeliness. That's the way our God works as far as among men concerned. So every person has his gift, and he's to use it according to the grace that is given to him to do it. So there's none that of himself doeth good. There's neither Greek nor Jew, male nor female. Doesn't matter, does it? It's all of God and it's all to God. So we do those things. Talking about cleanliness again, it's an important subject, isn't it? You find it all throughout the scripture that God is very, very much concerned over cleanliness. JT said a while ago, and I agree with him, when he was talking about eating of those things that are God, he's not talking about a clean temple necessarily. He's talking about the cleanliness of the heart. But the old saying is, you know, cleanliness is next to godliness. And that is a biblical principle. It's one thing you'll find about a person that is godly, he will also be clean as he can be in his outward surroundings. So, again, we used to have a teacher that would say, you know, well, it's no shame to be poor, but it is a shame to be dirty. And that's the principle that's established. That's godliness. So, again, it's like a person saying, well, I love God, and then he hates his brother. How can you love God, whom you cannot see, if you cannot love him whom you can see? Well, how can you say that you're clean from sin when there is no cleanliness about your person and your surroundings? So it all works hand in glove. It's not separate from one another. But all right, good thoughts this morning. And who is a priest? Well, today God has made us, right? A kingdom of what? Of priests and kings, right? Isn't that amazing? So let us rejoice and praise God today and see what He has else for us. Good beginning today.